Pope Benedict XVI today met with administrators of the city of Rome and the surrounding area. During a private audience in the Vatican, the Pope's annual encounter with the mayor of Rome and with the presidents of the region of Rome and province of Lazio, the Pope touched on many issues and challenges of spiritual and social concern, including education, health, the family, poverty and immigration. Charles Collins tells us more.
Pope Benedict met privately with the mayor of the city of Rome and the two presidents of the region of Rome and province of Lazio before addressing the assembled administrators of the localities around the city.
Cambiano i tempi e le situazioni, ma non si indeboliscono e non si attenuano l'amore.
In his public address, he told them that the times and events are always changing, but they do not weaken the love and solicitude of the Pope for all those who live in Rome and the surrounding areas. The Pope spoke at length about the importance of education in the formation of the human person. He said it's becoming more difficult to propose in a convincing manner to new generations the firm truths which are the foundations of a true life. The Holy Father pointed out problems like relativism and nihilism affecting the task of education. Pope Benedict also asked the civil authorities to protect and support the family based upon marriage, mentioning the daily attacks on the institution. He urged them not to be swept along with these tendencies. The Holy Father also spoke about the increasing poverty in the region, especially along the edges of the city. He said the church is working to help alleviate the suffering, but increases in the cost of living, such as rising housing costs, unemployment, low wages, and inadequate pensions, are greatly affecting the standard of living of many people and families. He ended his discourse by discussing the tragic murder last year of Giovanna Reggiani, who was killed by an immigrant in a case which has gripped all of Italy. He said that this event shows that people often lack security, and that there are many neighborhoods in Rome that are deteriorating. The Holy Father said it's necessary to have plans to ensure the safety of citizens, as well as the well-being of all people, including immigrants, most of whom, he says, lead honest and industrious lives. I'm Charles Collins.
Thanks to Charles Collins for that report. The meeting between the Pope and the Mayor of Rome is an annual rendezvous and an occasion to shine the light on some of the challenges posed by the Eternal City to its administrators, both spiritual and political. I was curious to dig a bit deeper and spoke to Dennis Redmond, Professor of International Media at the Rye School of Perugia, freelance journalist and veteran correspondent and Director of Associated Press for Italy and the Vatican and the Mediterranean for more than 25 years.
Every year the Pope does meet with the mayor of Rome and with the administrators of the region and the provincia. I suppose it's because Rome's really the city where religion and politics cohabitate in a big way, what with both the municipality and the Vatican right in the heart of the city. So They have quite a lot to say to each other. Why do you think this meeting has significance?
Well, the meeting has great significance, really, for both sides. I think that everyone who watched and heard about the funeral of the previous pontiff knows how much the city has to mobilize for the Vatican, and on the other hand, how much the Vatican mobilizes for the city, because being based here, there is a myriad of activities that don't meet the eye, perhaps. There's many religious orders, there's great activity by Catholic laymen and priests and nuns in the area of health, in the area of social support, in the area of running the city. So there's a myriad of things. The two entities are condemned in a way to work together and not to antagonize each other. Obviously, through the years, there has been various formulas and various ways in which these meetings have taken place, and because there's been various administrations of the city. But each time, I think there are two realities that cannot live one without the other.
Yes, you were saying that their concerns in a way overlap, and you mentioned health, you mentioned some political concerns. What do you think are the main subjects they talk about?
Well, I would think that there's an idea that Rome has to be a city that's open for everyone who wants to have access to the Vatican. After all, the Vatican lives surrounded by the city of Rome, so there's a certain a degree of openness, a certain amount of coordination, whether it regards landmarks, whether it regards philosophies in regard to the inhabitants of Rome, whether there are also, I'm sure, many issues that perhaps are not discussed in this forum, but we all know that there's debates not just at the national level about the family or other major issues, but things as simple as the opening and closing of stores on holy days and other matters which in the end regard all the visitors and all the inhabitants of Rome. So there are those issues. And on top of that, I would say that immigration has become a major issue because it has been not only a new feature in the land of Italy, which now has perhaps over 4 million people from other nations, but Rome itself, which greets many immigrants, many of whom are also Catholics, by the way. And the Church, we know through Caritas, through Sant'Egidio, and through the Vatican itself, is very active in greeting and pastoring to the immigrants.
That was journalist and professor of international media, Dennis Redmond.